course, COVID causing just about changes in every aspect of our society, all businesses, municipalities having to pivot. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Norfolk County Sheriff Patrick McDermott. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you ran for office and we did have your political forums here, you made it very clear that you had a lot of new ideas, new initiatives, and you wanted to bring those to the sheriff's office in Norfolk County and, of course, dealing with COVID as well. Tell me about some changes that have been happening now under your administration.
Well, we as you say, we are focusing. I've been in office for 4 weeks now, and the first thing that we've had to deal with is our COVID-19 pandemic, and certainly the pandemic has not shied away from the House of Correction, and we've aggressively started, we immediately started testing our staff as well as our inmates to make sure that, you know, we maintained a safe working environment. And, you know, like everything else, not to our surprise, but we did identify 79 COVID-related inmates. So we've had to make sure that the vaccines are rolling out appropriately. We've made sure that over 200 of our employees, or about 75% of our employees, have taken the vaccine. And we've offered the vaccine to our inmate population. And just about 35% of the inmates have been vaccinated. And we continue. So we're providing education about the vaccine. We're bringing in medical professionals to talk with our inmate population about it. So that's been the first thing that we really had to address as I took over with the new administration.
Yes.
And now
Sorry, I know you were very much stressing, wanted to play the, quote, long game when you got into the office and talk about helping people to change their lives. Is that still on the front burner with you?
Well, without question, we have to basically focus on, in order to prevent crime, we need to address the systems that lead to crime, and that's the long game. We need to prevent crime, meaning tackling the systems and the problems that set people up to commit crimes. Crime happens when people lose hope. And to prevent crime, we need to better understand and address what is preventing people from accessing that feeling of hope. And that's the basic issues. You know, when people don't have the proper education, they don't have job skills, they don't have a job, they don't have sometimes housing, or what's more, you know, aggressive across the county and throughout the Commonwealth is addiction and mental health issues. So we are now putting forth our plan in terms of our outside partnerships with nonprofit agencies, local law enforcement, our local school system. We're very excited to relaunch our youth academy this summer because we want to focus on those at-risk youth populations, juveniles that just get into the wrong path. And making the wrong decision leads to further bad decisions, which unfortunately will lead to criminal behavior. So our youth leadership academy is going to be taking off again this summer. And so we're encouraging anybody who is interested in that to visit our website, NorfolkSheriff.com. And we're also on a positive note. I wanted to make sure that we recognize people in the community that are helping to make their communities safer. So we're launching our what's known as our Norfolk County Heroes program, and we just finalized our website, which is www.norfolksheriff.com/Norfolk County Heroes. And basically, we want to recognize acts of heroism, community building, and public service by the residents of Norfolk County. Unfortunately, within the news cycle, we're dealing with a lot of tough issues, and yet sometimes we miss some of those beautiful stories of people making their community safer for all. So nominate people.
That's a terrific idea, and of course, we're going to talk to you again soon and hear a little bit more about that, but we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you. Again, that's the Norfolk County Sheriff, Patrick McDermott. We'll be back with more news after this.